Was it easy or comfortable for you to connect with your daughter? You never know if a child is going to welcome connection to birth parents after adoption.
Right.
Did you find her, or did she find you, or how did that go, and how many bumps were there in the road to finding each other?
Well, there were some bumps in the road, that's for sure. She found me. She found her mother first. You know, it's one thing to find your mother, and they had a tearful reunion, I guess you could say. She was adopted at 4 days. But then it remained to be decided whether or not my daughter's name is Truly, which is a wonderful name. And she said, "Okay, who's my dad?" And Mary said, "Well, have you got a computer?" So they go to my website and look at airbrushed photos that I never did look like that guy. And never will. But then, you know, what if your dad's a jerk? It's riskier. It takes more courage for a girl to find her father, I think. What if he doesn't want to know? What if he's standoffish or would rather it all went away? I'm proud to say that she waited 2 days before she contacted me.
Wow, she really is patient. 2 days she
She
waited.
waited 2 days after she, yeah. So that was just lovely. In her first email to me, one of the early questions was, "Did you ever think of me?" Which, of course, was very powerful. And she said, "Is it inconvenient of me to have popped up out of the woodpile just now?"
Wow,
Just so sweet and poignant.
that just makes me want to cry with the tenderness of it.
Yeah, it was really something. And I wrote her back and said, "Yes, I thought of you all the time, only every day. I wondered, I tried several ways to reach her and finally said to myself, well, if it's to happen, they're going to have to find me." And that's exactly the way it worked out. But there were bumps in the road. We emailed voraciously for several months because your body doesn't know good stress from bad stress. And I came down with shingles in my face, and it was just awful. And there was no way that I could visit her or go out and see her. So we emailed. And then finally we decided, okay, we're going to speak. And we had a conversation on the phone, both very concerned that we were going to run out of words, and which we did not do. And I said some things that I thought were pretty goofy, actually. One of the things I said was, "Gee, you sound so grown up." And she said, "Well, I'm 40."
I
Oh, yeah.
guess you are.
I guess you are grown up. And believe me, she is very grown up. And you know, the whole shingles thing, I said, you know, I need some help. I went to see a therapist about it because I was feeling joy and pride and shame and guilt for this child that I didn't raise, this child that I effectively gave up for adoption along with her mother. My therapist said, "Well, you know, it is possible to feel all those emotions at the same time. And you need to probably accept the fact that you're going to be nuts for a while. You're going to be crazy." I couldn't sing for 2 or 3 months because I'd start to cry. And no matter what anybody tells you, it is impossible to sing and cry. That sort of thing you see on Broadway or whatever is pure melodrama. It is not, I mean, you can't sing and cry.
I know, I know. My wife and I, we wrote a song for our wedding and then tried to sing, and it
Yeah.
was all we could do to just not break into tears and choke up on the verses. We barely made it through it.
I know it. I gotcha. And I could not say the word truly. That is her name, but you know, I could never. It'll never be an adverb again. I couldn't say truly without going truly. And it is in a couple of songs that I love. But anyway, yes, there were bumps in the road. And now it's not clear sailing. We're making it up as we go. I am not her dad, but I am her father, if you know what I mean. So I don't assume any fatherly role, except now and then. And then she also assumes some sort of sweet daughterly thing, just a little moment of it. She'll say, "Should we catch a cab? We don't need to walk up this hill." You know, little things like that. She's very sweet. And she's going to help me choose the colors for my new condo in Minneapolis.
It is wonderful the way of circles of life and love can come into our lives,
Yeah, it sure is.
especially as we may be losing other loved ones.